had been the only cartographer with access to such anomalous information, it would be wrong to place any great weight on his map. At the most, one might say, perhaps it is significant, but then again, perhaps it's just coincidence. However, Riis was by no means alone in the possession of seemingly impossible and inexplicable geographical knowledge. A number of other cartographers seem to have been privy to the same curious secrets. Is it possible that all these mapmakers could have partaken, perhaps unknowingly, in the bountiful scientific legacy of a vanished civilization? Were other parts of the world surveyed and accurately charted at widely separate intervals during the same epoch, roughly from 13,000 BC to 4,000 BC? The answer may lie once again in the Piri Reis map, which demonstrates an uncanny knowledge of South America, and not only of its eastern coast, but of the Andes Mountains on the western side of the continent, which were, of course, unknown at the time. Other 16th century maps also look as though they could have been based on accurate world surveys conducted during the last ice age.